Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have never wished I had a ton of money more than I did yesterday. I had just a heartbreaking experience at the pharmacy. I was there picking up a prescription, and the woman in front of me, I walked in midway, and the long and the short of it was, is she was being told that her kid's medicine wasn't covered by the insurance. And she was an older woman, and it sounded to me like diabetic supplies of some kind. She was being told it was 200 and some odd dollars. And she goes, well, I can't pick that up today. Well, I'm sorry, your insurance doesn't cover that. And this woman, it was one of the, like, I'm right there, I'm witnessing that, and I wish I had the money just to be like, you know what, I got this.
Yeah.
I got this, because I have been there, and I feel so bad for the poor women who, and men, who are just the messenger.
Yeah. No, that's tough. I've seen similar things go down in the pharmacy, and look, I am the biggest advocate for small government in the world. It's just how I'm wired. But, you know, I had an experience that at least makes me open to the idea of changes, you know, to healthcare.
Sure.
Because when I was home this past Christmas, I spend a lot of time one-on-one with my grandmother when I'm home. And I realized she was not herself. And I'd spent enough time with her. It wasn't just a mood. And then it let out. She says, well, I had to stop taking my such and such because I just didn't have enough. I have to decide which ones I'm going to take. I get Social Security,
a little bit
of my grandfather's pension. And that's not, that's not enough to cover her medication. Not even counting her supplemental insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, do not ever go without medicine. Let me know. But she's too proud. She won't tell me. So I kind of covertly buy her diabetes supplies as covertly as I can, and just find ways to have an extra $100 bill in a drawer somewhere, because she's just so proud. Yeah, that breaks my heart.
Yeah, and I just, not to overshare, but my son needed some medicine. The pediatrician was like, here, we're gonna try this. And I went to fill it, and I was told, our insurance doesn't cover it until you try this, this, and this first. And so, basically, here, give him these three things that we already know aren't going to work before your insurance will cover the fourth thing that we already know will work.
I don't pretend to...
And so, I just washed my hands of it. I had to get online, find out how to change the diet. Yeah, we have to go without. And it's all because... I like so many families, we just can't play the game.
Yeah, there's this. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know there's ways. I know when we changed, they encourage us now with our benefits to get them online and what have
right.
you. And you can save a little bit that way. But not TJ, that's a bigger problem than either one of us will ever
figure
ever
out
realize,
right here.
Or realize. Yeah. You know, it's so widespread. TJ was telling us about a sad thing she saw at a pharmacy yesterday. This woman couldn't afford medicine for her kid, and we started to have a conversation about, the increasing cost and burden of medication, and the prices keep going up. And
playing the, like, generic game, and some aren't made generic.
That's I just tried to call my grandmother. I was going to ask her what she paid a month. I was telling you. Hello, gorgeous.
Good morning, love of my life. Did you just try to ring me?
I did. We were having a conversation on the radio, and you're on the air on speakerphone because you called my cell phone. I'm holding it up to the microphone. But would you be embarrassed telling us how much you spend a month on medicine?
A month?
Yeah, with all your prescriptions.
I would not be embarrassed. I probably spend, let's see, break it down to a month.
Like 400, 600, 1,000?
No, probably 300 out of pocket. And that doesn't count what my insurance pays.
And how much of that is just for diabetes?
Oh, about 100.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy.
Well, outside of that, how's everything going?
No, no, that's a one-on-one drug, probably 200.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if diabetes is so expensive, why did you get it?
Because I had the money at the time.
Oh, okay.
That's where you get it from.
Oh, my God. You made me almost wet myself. All right. I love you.
I love you, too. Good morning, Steve and DJ.
Good morning.
Bye-bye. God, that was funny, man. That's the walk-off shot. I can't top that.
B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Hi. My name's Nicole, and I work in health insurance, and I have a trick to prescriptions.
Oh, good. Tell us.
So, if you go to the manufacturer of who makes your pills, and you ask them for coupons, they'll give you coupons to make your prescriptions. So, like, pay a couple dollars. So, like, my grandma had cancer and had to get, you know, cancer medication, and it was like $30,000, and she ended up paying like $200 a month for it instead. So in health insurance, I just tell everybody to go to the manufacturer directly and get coupons, and then that way the prescription is completely cut in half at least.
You know, I've heard of people doing that and also playing pharmacies against each other.
Yep, exactly.
Because, you know, it's like gasoline. You know, yeah. It could be a different price at different pharmacies. So you may be able to get a script filled across town for less than you would at the one in your neighborhood and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what, when I'm selling health insurance, that's what I tell people. If they need prescriptions, go to the manufacturer and get coupons, and they'll just keep giving them to you.
That was my next question. Like, you can go back every month and get another coupon?
Oh, they'll send them to you for like a year straight.
Thank you so much. That's a good tip.
What a great tip. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem. Right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. B Studios, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is this WBE?
It is. What's going on?
I had a comment in regards to the drug, the cost of the drugs you guys are talking about.
Yep.
My mom has Parkinson's, and she has hallucinations. So they started her on this new drug that's strictly for Parkinson's patients. It's $1,200 every 14 days.
Get out of here.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. So they get you started on it for free if you qualify financially, and then it works, and then they turn around and tell you, okay, well, this is actually what you're going to have to pay, so it's $700 a month at that point. And you're like, how do senior citizens afford this?
They don't.
So I thought, they don't, you're right. I applied for grants for her. She got them and was approved. But that puts them in what they call now a donut hole. So all of her prescription prices for all of the rest of the 21 drugs she has to take for her Parkinson's has now gone up. So her copays went up on everything else. But she gets.
God, even if you had money, you wouldn't by the time you were medicated.
You're exactly right.
I think it's to pay for all those commercials. Because I swear I've seen what you're talking about.
You have with the little dog, right?
Yeah. Well, they got to pay for all the advertising.
True. Yeah, that's true. And those things happen. I mean, they see people, they see animals, they see all sorts of things that aren't there. And I have to say, the drug is amazing, but how do you afford it?
Wow. How much every 14 days?
1,200.
1,200. My God.
1,200 every 14 days.
Poor woman. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, maybe you could rob a bank or something.
Well, now we're on track to work with.
Here's
with
what
our
you
local
do.
State.
You rob a bank to pay for your grandmother's medicine, and then you'll get arrested. And while you're in jail, the state will pay for yours.
Hey, there you go.
Hit the bell.
Don't do that. That's terrible advice, ma'am.
No, I would not do that. Absolutely wouldn't.
Great call. Thanks for sharing all that.
Hey, you're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.